Howdy there, Clipper Nation. Yeehaw. It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I'm Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Woo!
We bring you Clippers news 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
And we got some news for you today.
A lot of news today.
There seems to be some discontent out there.
Well, according to The Athletic, there was.
It's so funny to me that all this comes after what was pretty a pretty rough night on Clippers Twitter.
I know. I was like, dude, like, this is what we're doing today. Like, all right, let's do it. There was trade rumor. Mark Stein was talking some trade, quote unquote, rumors that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
It was a weird day of news, kind of.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. We'll get to all of that. We're going to kick things off. The Clippers are actually playing a game. Drama and storylines aside.
Yeah. How will they overcome?
They're taking on the Heat. It'll be today if you're listening to this.
Which hopefully you are.
I hope so. And then they take on the Magic. The road trip continues on Sunday. So we're going to have a brief preview of that for you. And then today is Friday. We got a classic.
No Pac Div talk today.
We've abandoned the Pac Div.
There was too much stuff going around. Yeah.
Momentarily. We might come back to it. Actually, you know what? We might not.
We might not, depending on how the 28th goes.
We do have a love, marry, kill for you.
Of course.
You know it. You love it. If you're new to it, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Or marry it. Definitely not kill it.
All right, let's get into this preview of Clippers versus Heat in Miami. This one is a real test. This is a good-ass Miami Heat basketball team.
You put daunting in the notes. I like that.
Yeah.
It does feel a little bit daunting. What do we got for injuries?
I'm trying to put the Hawks thing out of my head. I feel like I can't let that
go. Oh, you can't. You can't.
Heat injuries, Winslow will be out. And for the Clippers, we have no PG.
Ah.
Which
that seems major.
We can definitely talk about. Bev is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to this. Wait, do you want Bev to sit or play?
It depends on what they're saying is questionable. Like if the training staff believes he's questionable, that's enough for me to not worry about it.
To let him play?
No, to not worry about him sitting. Sorry, I phrased that.
I was like,
I phrased that poorly. No, if the train staff has questions,
sit him.
Sit him.
And then,
when in doubt, sit it out, baby.
Why did Paul George come on this trip?
Very unclear to me.
We don't know if he's going to play the Orlando game. I'm assuming not, because they've already ruled him out for this Miami game.
I had assumed he was going to come back in this one.
I didn't. Because Doc was like, could be soon, could be tomorrow, could be in 5 days. Suck it, nerds.
Maybe so, maybe not.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess it's good for camaraderie, but
I mean, he is a great hang. I'm assuming.
We all know that, but it's weird he was on the trip if he's not. Like,
I agree. It
percentage
is
zero to 100, 100% being you're losing sleep over it. How concerned are you about the Paul George injury?
3%
out of 100?
Oh.
You are chilling, dude.
Percent?
Yeah.
33%?
Okay.
What are you?
I think I'm at 45.
It's just
the uncertainty, and I know part of that is my brain, but, you know.
I would be more worried about it, I guess, if it was later in the season. I just feel like he's... I don't know. I feel like if it has to happen, it's kind of happening at the right time. I hope that they're taking their time with it. I'm glad it's not a reactivation of another injury or like a nagging kind of a... I mean, the nature of the injury, I suppose, is nagging, but it's not like he's been having issues with this throughout the season that we know of.
Yeah. All right. I'm put that out of my mind.
So what do we need to do well to win this one other than heal Paul George?
Pretty much everything on the perimeter needs to be close to as good as we've seen it.
Yeah.
The Heat opponents shoot a league worst 32% from three, but they do allow a lot of attempts.
Okay.
So we got to be making our threes.
Yeah.
Whoever is playing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be especially hard to get inside, I feel like, in this one.
Yeah, because they allow the lowest two-point attempts in the league. Very
Yikes.
Interesting defensive strategy they seem to have, which is give up the three. But it's worked to this point. And then defensively, They're middle of the road in terms of the amount that they take per game from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
But they're just under 38% from those attempts. So they're efficient. They're kind of like the Clippers were last year.
Okay.
They're good for second in the league. Duncan Robinson is hitting 40% of his 7.5 threes a game.
All right.
Harrow's at 40% on 5.5. Dragic just under 40% on almost 6 a game. Not going to see the zone in this one, I don't think.
Oh, I hope not.
They got some shooters in their bench.
I hope not.
What else do you think we need to do?
Just overall keep, I mean, all these guys you mentioned, we just got to keep guys from going off. Overall, they're just such a potent offensive team.
They're well-rounded.
Their offensive rating is dangerously close to ours. They're at like the 111 mark. We're 112. And yeah, they're pretty fresh off of a 4-game Western Conference trip where they went 3-1. We can't get caught slumping on this one.
No, dude, we like this is a really hard game. I think this game's harder than the Mavs game. I'm worried about this. This is a big matchup. I don't think we're gonna lose, but like we gotta be completely.
They're a more well-rounded team than the Mavs, I would say, especially given the recent injuries. Sorry to Dwight Powell.
Yeah,
sucks.
Oh no, for sure. It's in Miami.
I like what you put in here. Take advantage of turnovers.
They rank worse than us in turnovers.
Hey.
You guys want to know the numbers?
Not easy to do.
15.7 to 15.4. So, you know, that's pretty close. Over the last 5 games, we're averaging only 11 turnovers a game, which
okay.
is nice compared to their 13.
Getting it figured out.
So we could win the turnover battle.
I mean,
it's possible.
It would be huge for us. We have... I mean, I have mixed feelings about our transition defense, but we have been scoring a lot more on turnovers than our opponents have, which is good when you're a team that turns over the ball a lot.
Yes.
So what could go wrong in this one? I'm just worried that some of the three-point shooting slump is going to follow us. Last 5 games from 3, 19%, ouch, 32%, 32%. 44%. Okay.
So we're on the come up, kind of.
And 40%. Oh, no. Those are the older games. 19 was against
the
Hawks.
Oh, you went newest to oldest.
Yeah.
Oh, I reversed my statement then. Looks like I thought
that's what I meant. We're slumping.
Got it. Yeah, no, that's not good.
Whereas their last 5, recent, most recent to least recent, 52%, 38%. Their lowest one is 29%.
Child's play.
39%, 43%. They're shooting very well. The boxing one isn't going to work in this one.
I don't like the other note you have behind it, that all of those percentages from the Heat are all on more volume than us.
Yes, better percentages, more volume. Going to be a tough night.
The boards is also, we were so close in so many stats to this team. The Heat allow opposing teams to grab the least amount of defensive rebounds in the league.
Okay.
We rank 4th in grabbing boards, so I think we're okay on this end.
Yeah.
But they also rank 5th in defensive rebounds. So
the defensive rebounding
right
is like, yeah, where I think that they could really make an impact. I mean,
they don't offensively hit the glass, though.
They do not. They rush to get back.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we're a top 5 second chance points team. So, you know, if they're
Hell
cleaning
yeah,
up on the defensive glass, that's going to be difficult for us.
Yeah, we're 2nd in the league to offensive rebounds. They're 5th in defensive rebounds. After what happened in Atlanta, I'm hoping we figure out the rebounding a little bit.
How do you feel about it? Do you value offensive rebounds less?
I don't know.
Because it's because of what preceded it?
No, it's offensive rebound opportunities created.
It's not gotcha.
And then real quick... They're 3rd in free throw attempts to our 1st.
Okay, wow.
So, like, this feels like a toss-up.
We're just going to need to be really poised defensively in this one.
Yeah. They don't foul as much as we do. We fouled the 26th. We're the 4th worst, I should say, in the league. Which, so, you know.
Damn.
What are some key matchups in this game?
Damn. So, I'm as far as bigs, I'm thinking... Trez is going to be on Trez versus Bam.
Well, he's going to play a bunch, so we're going to see every matchup possible with Trez.
Yes, for sure. I mean, with Bam being like one of their, I don't know, Do you try to overwhelm him with Zoo when they run out smaller lineups? I would say yes. Doc apparently says no.
Dude, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we'll get a completely out of nowhere game from Doc with rotation.
That's what I want to see. That's another one I keep matchups is Doc versus Ways.
I'll tell you what, the Ways are way ahead right now.
It'd be nice to see a little bit of experimentation. You know, it's a road trip. I don't know, man. If I can level with you here for 1 second.
Whoa, dude. We're recording.
On a 3-4, if Trez is going to continue to play these long stretches, and I know that we talked about it all season, I know it's nothing new, but like, if we're real here for a second, if Trez gets injured, this season is over.
I don't know if the season's over.
It's over.
I don't know if it's over.
We cannot.
Because then the hand is forced.
We cannot make a deep playoff move.
But then the hand is forced.
I mean,
and we have to
a
get
trade
crazy.
Or something has to happen. Like, but something wild.
I don't
has
even
to
want, dude, I wasn't ready. This is one of those days.
Dude,
this
just,
feels like one of those days.
I know. Everything has been piling
God
on.
God damn, man. Moving on from Nostra Injurious over here. Forwards versus forwards. This is, I mean, we got Kawhi and Mo versus Bam and Butler. Like, some Jermichael's going to be sprinkled in there. Butler and Bam are their 1 and 2 scorers. So I'm not sure if we see a bunch of Trez on him.
Yeah.
But again, Doc does value Trez's offense much more than he seems to care about his defense. We need some slack picked up since we're going to be down Paul George. And I don't know if that means seeing hero ball from Kawhi, because I'm here for it when it's working, obviously, and when it's not working, because sometimes it's what we need.
Yeah.
Or because their bench is, they got Hero and Dragic off the bench.
Yeah. Will hero ball overcome hero ball?
Oh, God damn it. the bench score, like, so lose on Dragic, like, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either, especially with the number of threes he's taking.
It's a different 1-2 punch that counteracts the Lou Trez one off the bench well.
Yeah.
James Johnson, Olynyk in their backup C. So, like, Trez has annoying guys to go up against in this game.
Definitely.
What do you think is going to happen in this game?
I'm thinking we drop a valiant effort.
Okay, I like the last part of that.
I'm thinking we drop a valiant effort. I think it's...
Let me see what the spread is real quick.
118-112. Heat.
Heat. Closer than it seems. You know what I mean? Like, is it one of those things?
I mean, 118
like,
and 112 is pretty close to me.
Could be closer.
Of course it could be closer. Could end in a tie.
Could
you know?
Damn, you're damn right. I think we get a win in a weird one.
I like it.
Like a goofy one. One where it's like the spread gets weird or something.
The spread gets weird?
Because of like a bunch of fouls or like, you know, like someone gets a tech or something early. I think there's like a...
You're saying gambling somehow influences the game? You're getting too into gambling.
No, I'm saying the game like mess... Like the weirdness of the game affects the spread is what I'm saying. Like someone gets a tech early or like... What, like, Mo the other day got 3 fouls so quick.
Yeah.
That altered the game plan. I think there's going to be something weird like that. I think the Clippers hold on. Oof. 115. That's pretty much 115-112 Clippers.
Okay.
Weird nail biter. The worst kind of game to watch.
I mean, that'd be a great win.
It'd be a huge win.
How is that the worst kind of game to watch?
Because you're stressed out and it's weird.
I like those kind of wins.
Oh, I'm saying game in general. We don't know if they win until then. Obviously, the end's great. Coming up after this, we got a brief look at that Magic game, which is coming up on Sunday. Got that beautiful tour of Florida. But first, are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it?
You know me.
Dude, this dude just started watching football. He's the best football fan. Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet.
I love it.
Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball season, it's time to get off the sideline and get into the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy or girl who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. So, if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. That is all cap letters, one word. One more time, that is LOCKEDONNBA to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer.
You got to take advantage.
Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
All right. It's your Clippers Magic debriefing.
Do we want
or Paul briefing. I don't know how it goes.
No, I think you're right. Do we want Paul George to play in this one?
Not if he's not ready.
Not if just no. Send him home now. Get him on the early flight. Let him relax.
Here's the thing. Travel is very tiring. Why, yeah. Why are they putting him through all this travel?
I don't know. Is this a trap game?
I think so because... Oh, man. I think so just because if we're not ready to bring it, their defense is going to make it hard to win back in this one. Like, if this thing gets close and stays close, I mean, that makes it hard to go on bigger runs, even though
we smoked them last time.
We smoked them.
But they didn't have Fournier, Augustine, or Isaac. We were down Paul George. Augustine's most likely out again for this one. Knee issues lingering. But Fournier was back for them against the Thunder. We need to force them to shoot.
Yeah.
They averaged 31 a game, and they took 42 against us last time. And they hit 33% of them, which included Aaron Gordon going 4-for-5.
Yeah.
Which, call me crazy. I don't think that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
So they can't really shoot.
Good old-fashioned zone time, baby.
But Fournier can shoot.
Yeah.
If he's hitting, and if him and Vooch are kind of like working well together,
Fournier
then
can
it
shoot,
gets a little
Vooch
dicey.
Can shoot. Gordon, I mean, he's getting...
Evidently.
Yeah.
Against us, he can. We should also play fast. We
I
were
like
just
that.
Talking about this before we recorded. How are they so slow?
How... They're like a... I mean, they're a young team.
Vooch is not fast.
No, that's fair.
But they're 27th in pace. That's almost as slow as the Kings.
That's wild. That's wild to me.
And we sit 7th. So it's one of those things where, look, on this podcast, we don't put a bunch of faith in pace. But if you're really close to one end...
And you're really close to another...
Then it kind of makes sense.
It's a little indicative.
Then it's a little indicative. Depending on personnel availability, seeing some downhill play would be nice.
Yes.
You know, let it run a little bit.
Definitely.
Shamit, I'd like to see him put the ball on the floor a little bit.
What?
Not a whole bunch. But if it's there,
I don't know about that.
He's been
man.
Looking better at it.
I don't know.
It opens
that.
Things up. Obviously, we would rather have him hitting shots from the outside, but
yeah.
If we're playing downhill and it's working, I'm fine with it.
That's fair. Yeah, if we're looking to push the pace, he's getting out there in transition or something, I'm available for it.
And same with Bev. I really want Bev to play in this game.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Bev is back at this point. It would be nice to see the continued aggression that he has been showing offensively. It just makes him so much more dangerous. It makes the team so much more dangerous.
What do you think could go wrong in this game?
I mean, I talked about it a little bit at the top, but just like they're big, they get a lot of deflections. You know, they're willing to play some defense. It didn't pan out for him last time.
No, it did not.
But they also, I think we're a little bit trying to get into a firefight, and that's not the move.
They were trying to, Vooch and Kawhi were trading buckets last time.
No, at the start they were trading buckets, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think
that they were willing to get into a firefight, and that's not their game. I think at home they stick to their game plan. Like, they, you know, they could be somewhat of an overwhelming team, especially in those bench minutes.
And Fultz off the benches. See, their backup point guard situation is what's so bad.
Yes.
I think the last time we talked about it, we were like, who guards? We like didn't know who matched up with our superstar wing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really have anyone to. Like, Kawhi had 32, 5, and 5 on 60% shooting.
Yeah, and they threw some different looks at him.
We're going to see a similar stat line, I think.
Yeah.
That.
Wandu was on him a little bit. We saw some Aaron Gordon on him.
Oh, man, you know, had a great game in this. You had a great game.
Yeah.
8-8, and he played 21 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Trez only played 22. So maybe we see more Zoo in this one.
It's a matchup, you know, like on paper, this is a matchup that to me is like looks like a better Zoo matchup. But, you know, I
we don't know what the hell's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Any matchups in particular you want to I mean, I think we kind of. There's some other stuff on the docket, I feel like, maybe.
Yeah, this is some kind of more pressing issues. Yeah. Sorry if you wanted a more in-depth Magic preview, guys. We just got so much stuff to talk
about.
You can kind
of, you can listen to the episode from, when was that from? You can listen to the January 16th episode if you would like.
Yes. Also, check out Locked On Magic. I'm sure they'll do a game preview.
Oh, hell yeah, they will. What's your prediction for this game?
I think we take the dub again. I think that it's in the neighborhood of... I think that I'm going to say Clippers. I think we're going to put up a $121 on them, and they will counter with a solid. All right, so we'll put up a $121.
Yeah, what's your prediction?
We'll put up a $121 on them. I think they'll go a $108.
Okay, I think 110. 93.
Oh, wow. You're going the other way.
I'm going the defensive, yeah.
I think if they stick to their game plan, that could be it.
It could be nice. Coming up after this, we got some Mark Stein trade conjecture? I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Yeah, I like that.
Conjecture? We're talking about the Athletic article. Got to love, marry, kill. But first, Will, I have so many local businesses. Where do I advertise?
Well, if you've been a listener of this podcast, or if you're a listener and you just know a local business, if you reach out on our behalf, it'd be huge. Anyways,
we'll say what's up.
If you're a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard of all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Clippers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Clippers fans just like you.
Wait.
Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Local fans love to support local businesses. It's really true. If you ride for the Clippers, I ride for your product. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. Let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success.
Team
Once
on
again,
team.
Team on team. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising.
Okay, so this is the trade rumor talk and love, marry, kill section of the episode. Bunch of stuff happened today in kind of quick succession.
Yeah.
First of all, Kawhi was named an all-star starter.
Ooh.
Way to go, Kawhi. He doesn't care, but that's fine. Mark Stein, the quote, this is such a douchey quote. The Clippers, even after the offseason of their dreams, are exploring the trade market for dependable size as well as potential wing depth in advance of the February 6th trade deadline, league sources say. He added, doesn't guarantee that they'll make a deal, of course, but the Clippers are said to be concerned about their lack of muscle up front compared to the Lakers' length as well as the ongoing health issues Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are battling.
So
let's break down the first part.
Okay. Yeah.
What is dependable size? Because it sure as hell seems like we're depending on Trez a bunch.
Yeah.
And Zubats is our starter.
Dependable was a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
I think traditional size is fine. Because I do think that is something they've thought about. But I don't see it.
Is this even news?
I got to say no. This is to me, like, we talked about this. This is like, okay, so...
Talked about this way too much at work today when I should have been working.
So Mark Stein watched a couple Clippers games recently and was like, huh, it seems like they use a guy who's not a traditional size center a lot.
We don't leak info.
Yeah. We don't leak info. And
Especially for trade stuff.
Yeah, I just don't really...
Anyone who watched the Clippers, if you've seen 15 Clippers games this year,
mm-hmm.
you could have talked about this.
The potential wing depth to me is another one of those things where, like, I mean, yeah, no shit. I'm sure they're looking for...
Like, did you read the Clutch Points article about Thaddeus Young? Like, yeah, man.
I'm sure that they've explored the idea of some more wing depth. I mean, adding an like adding a scoring wing that's not a defensive fall off from Mo Harkless would be a knockout move.
Yeah. Covington.
Yeah.
Like was reported the other day. All right, so first part doesn't really make any sense.
I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't make sense. These are both things that
they're
are
just
like
obvious ass things.
These are things that are like I don't know, like
everyone on Clippers Twitter has said all of these things in one way or another.
I'm pretty sure I heard 20 different Clippers fans on Twitter say one of these two opinions last night.
And then the second part, the Clippers are said to be concerned about their lack of muscle up front compared to the Lakers' length, as well as the ongoing health issues Kawhi and Paul George are battling. First of all, I don't think we're that concerned about the Lakers' length, considering we're 2-0 against them.
Yeah.
One of them without Paul George.
Yes.
So that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
We have the strategy. It's play them physical. AD can't shoot. That's the strategy.
Yep.
And it works. And then, why does it... It's worded as if we're surprised Kawhi Leonard load manages.
I'm getting, like... dude, I mean, we've talked about it before. Like, I'm getting so tired of this. The Clippers... If you think for 1 second the Clippers didn't know, like, the blueprint has already been, like, it's already been established. If you think for 1 second that the Clippers didn't know exactly, like, how the regular season was going to play out with Kawhi Leonard, you're fucking delusional. You're delusional.
The Paul George one makes a little more sense because, like, this hamstring thing.
This was a surprise.
Yeah, this counts.
This was a surprise.
But I think to use that as an excuse to say that we're trying to make a trade is kind of... It's not a good call.
Yeah.
We have this, like, any, I don't know. So that seems like all conjecture. I think my note in here is this real?
I mean, once again, there's... Okay, so two things. A of all, it's so vague that it's like, this could... You know, this is an opinion article.
For sure.
This isn't news.
Yeah. An Athletic piece came out. These are two journalists who, when it comes to the Clippers, I would absolutely trust their information. Yovan Buha, Sam Emick. Follow, read all of their things. There was an article about players being... Basically, the team chemistry of the Clippers. I will preface this. The header of the article is the most aggressive thing about the whole article.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here's some choice quotes. Leonard's injury management has created a lighter mood and approach to practices. Multiple players, according to league sources, don't feel the team practices as hard or as seriously as it should at this point in the season. Apparently, Doc laid into Trez before the Knicks game after his comments about the Memphis loss. Quote from that. Trez's comments rubbed certain players the wrong way as they felt that Harrell's postgame mood can be dictated more by his individual box score performance than the game's outcome. Pertinent quote. The silver lining of it all, it seems, is that this is more about the imperfect integration of new coworkers than it is teammates disliking one another.
For sure.
It was reported in the thing that during that big 4-day break we had, there was like dinners, there was bowling, there was film sessions. This sounds like new guys trying to figure it out with no continuity and being frustrated about injuries and stuff that's out of their control. Is what a lot of it sounded like.
100%. I mean, you've put a bunch of new pieces into a pressure cooker.
There's for sure tension. Like, I don't want it to seem like that.
Here's the thing. I mean, like, there's going to be tension with raised expectations.
Yeah. We knew tension's that not bad.
Tension's not bad. Pressure makes diamonds, you know?
That's literally a science. That's the only scientific fact that I know. It really is funny because, like, when the piece dropped, I was like, dude, we're going to be reading things about, like, Doc broke a chair or, like, Zubats hurled Derek Walton Jr. like, or something like that. But it really, it just is, like, it's frustrating. What I think it boils down to is frustration from injuries.
Yep.
Not being able to get to a point you want to get to, which a lot of the fans share.
Yeah, and I mean, I think people... practice different, you know, and
Trez definitely practices different,
and that's fine.
And I don't mean to call Trez out, but like Trez practices different than Lou Will,
and that's fine. And I think, you know, there's got to be an understanding, as there will be when you work with someone after a while, that it's like, okay, I mean, like, this is a little different than maybe the way that I like it.
Yeah,
but when we're actually in the moment, it works for them, so it's fine. Sure. So I think, like, once. Not even once. I think we're already seeing it, but like just establishing you know, trust that it will all work itself out,
yeah,
is going to alleviate a lot of these little tensions.
For sure.
And then the Trez's comments, I think, I'm sure that it did ruffle some people the wrong way. I think that that can be a positive and a negative.
They were supposed to. The whole point of those comments were, and I mean that in a good way, because it was like supposed to be like, let's talk some of this stuff out.
Totally. And he was very outspoken.
And Trez has big energy.
Yes.
Like Trez, my girlfriend calls it angry air when you're making the air angry.
Yeah.
Trez can make the air angry sometimes with his vibe.
He can kind of dictate the vibe in the locker room.
Very magnetic personality. Yeah, okay, let's get into this Love, Marry, Kill real quick. We got a couple minutes here. So, famously, Ivica Zubac only gets 15 minutes or so a game, matter what is happening. We could have four players, and Zoo would still be on the bench after that 15-minute mark. We'd be running 3-on-5. What do you think he's doing / thinking about during the other 33 minutes of the game? I have a couple options here. Giving mental notes on his TV pilot, which is called Stock Pots and Zubats. It is about a young Croatian soup chef who moves to Orlando to start a new life.
Okay.
Not the worst pilot idea, honestly.
I like it.
He's giving mental notes. He's still working through it. Second option, getting hella good at Cat's Cradle.
I love this.
That's it. He's just chilling there.
You know who I else think would secretly be really good at Cat's Cradle?
Rodney McGruder.
Kawhi.
Oh, yeah.
He's got he could do all sorts of intricate things. He's got those something huge tells me, hands. Yeah.
I feel like Kawhi has a bunch of Jacob's ladders. Third option, ducking out of Staples to go enjoy a chicken fried steak at the famed LA Diner, The Pantry. It's right down the street.
Yeah.
Cash only.
I think that he's possibly got some Pinot brewing. Which is the what they refer to that prison wine that they make where you crush up a bunch of fruit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you just kind of hide it somewhere.
You let it
really
hang out. Yeah. You let it hang out. You hide it away. All right. So which of these are you loving, marrying, and killing?
I'm loving this pilot.
He's got other ideas than basketball.
And he's got a lot going on.
He feels a little slighted by the minutes. He's like, I got to find something. All right, if this isn't working out, I'm in L.A.
He's a nuanced man with nuanced skills.
It's very mumblecore. It's very Duplass Brothers.
Okay. Well, then you know I'm a fan.
Like one episode is him just picking out onions. It's just a mental loop.
Have you watched the Duplass Brothers movie?
No, I don't even. I don't know.
I love it. All right. Anyways.
No, I was loving that one, too. Which one of these are you marrying?
I'm marrying Cat's Cradle.
See, I'm
/ I feel like that one ties into the Pinot, and I don't know how, but he's
passing the time.
He's making his own wine. He's playing Cat's Cradle.
He's waiting for it to ferment, and he's like, oh, and he's
listening to Goodbye Horses.
Okay, now you're going down a weird road. I was actually gonna marry going to the pantry because I could see him coming back with gravy on his face, and Doc would be like, Zoo, what the hell are you doing? And Zoo would be like, huh? No. What? And then, because he's such a goofy, lovable guy, they'd be like, oh, yeah. Zoo. And he'd be like, these fools don't even know I'm eating biscuits and gravy and chicken fried steak every game.
But he's not leaving.
Yeah, he is. In this scenario, he's leaving. Right, because in the other scenario, he's
I gotta
definitely
kill this one just because time-wise, in 33 minutes, he's not making this happen. In 33 minutes plus a timeout, he's not making this
happen.
He's
got a guy.
So someone's picking it up for him and bringing it.
Either that or the pantry's like, dude, they got to be playing you more. We might as well have a standing order for chicken fried steak. And he's like, you should. And they're like, all right, every home game we'll have a hot chicken fried steak just at one table.
He's not ducking out and dining in. I'm killing this. The logistics don't work.
He's putting on his pea coat.
The logistics just don't work.
It's like Nervous Oil the hot dog, but it's accepted. Because Doc is like,
no, it's so much further to the pantry. Dude.
But what about this? Doc is like, dude, I'm not playing you. Do whatever you want to do.
Still, time-wise, I don't even think you could do it in 48 minutes. I don't think you'd do it. I don't think you'd do it.
48 minutes? I don't think you know how far distances are.
I'm saying that during a game...
He's got a car waiting.
I'm saying that during a game... I mean, wouldn't matter. It'd be slower in a car because there's so much traffic.
Not Zubac's car.
Have you been to LA Live?
Not Zubac's car.
What? So now he has an air car, too?
Dude, He's getting
I'm
a chicken
this
fried
idea.
Steak.
It's getting insane.
All right. Well, when me and Zoo are paying cash only for a couple of chicken fried steaks next game, I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you guys so much for hanging out.
Yeah, it's been great.
Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Let's hope we get a couple
of
dubs.
Dropped an F-bomb earlier. That was my
dude, bad. You've been dropping F-bombs a lot. Kawhi's an all-star. That's fantastic. He's a starter. Paul George might get on the squad too, which is kind of surprising given how he's played, but we'll take it. Check us out on iTunes. Review us. Rate. Subscribe. We'll read your review.
Yeah, we love it.
Monday's episode, you're getting a solo Will Updike.
All right.
All right. There's going to be a recap of those hopeful victories.
Maybe.
The freshies. And kind of starting to prep for this Clippers-Lakers showdown we got.
Yeah.
It's in a couple of days. Man. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.